At first, they were like, "Wait, you're doing what? And what is Red Member?" But after I explained to them, I think it really the realization hit them of what Red Member was.
Let's be honest. We all have the same goal here. It's a goal that takes determination, perseverance, and a whole lot of chicken. Some have achieved it. Many are still on the journey, taking one more step toward the summit to reach the pinnacle place in the Chick-fil-A hierarchy, red status. Yes, if you're in this elite group, I congratulate you, and I'm a little envious of you since I am still a lowly silver. Our guest today is 100% red status, and you won't believe how he celebrated this milestone. Welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm Allison Storm. I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann, who is red status to the core.
That's right. Anytime I get involved with a project, I go right to the top. You know that, Allison.
Jim, do you remember the day you achieved this apex in your life?
Well, I embarrassingly do not remember. I think I just, I hit it like right away. I think my first week or something with this app, I probably hit it. And I didn't even realize I did. I didn't even know what the statuses were. I thought, well, is there a gold and a platinum? But I didn't realize I had hit the pinnacle.
Just in case you're like, silver status, red status, what the heck are they talking about? Let me explain. When you download the Chick-fil-A One app, you start off as just a member. After you've accumulated 1,000 points, you reach silver. When you accumulate 5,000 points within 1 year, you get red status, and each level comes with different perks and rewards, red status obviously being the best. I'm thrilled to discuss this further with a man who achieved red status earlier this year and celebrated in a big way, Corban Garcia. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
Well, let's start with some foundational information. When did you start eating at Chick-fil-A?
As long as I can remember, honestly. I don't remember ever stepping foot in the Chick-fil-A for the first time. It's just kind of became a thing.
You're probably in a stroller or something.
Yeah.
So what do you normally order? How often do you go?
So conveniently, my office building is about a 1 minute walk from the Chick-fil-A here in downtown Dallas. So it's pretty much a daily occurrence that I'm down there. And my usual order for lunch would be just, you know, I'm a classic guy, a Chick-fil-A sandwich, waffle fries, and a lemonade. Breakfast is its own thing. Sometimes I'm in the mood for a muffin or a biscuit. Unfortunately, the Chick-fil-A by my office has a limited menu, so it's not as many items. But yeah, that's pretty much how I became a Red member, was hanging out there so much. And a lot of my coworkers and friends, we all in the same building and area, like almost everyone here is a Red member. So I was kind of the last guy to make it there. But yeah, that's pretty much how I became a Red member.
Chick-fil-A launched this program in 2018. So when did you, like, did you set your sights on this goal, or did it just kind of happen?
It honestly just kind of happened. Like, I signed up for Chick-fil-A One. Let's see. When does it say? 2018. So yeah, I guess I signed up when it happened, because I think they had a promotion for like a free 8-count nugget or something. So I just signed up, hey, I'll get my free nuggets. And I started scanning, and then, 2 years later, I just became a Red member, and it's happened. It's exciting.
You're in Dallas, and you're talking about a limited menu. I thought they did things bigger there in Texas.
That is true, but these inside like food court deals, they always have this in smaller menus, so you won't get anything like a chicken bowl or any of that stuff for breakfast. Is pretty much limited to your basics, muffins and biscuits.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So when you hit red status, you decided you needed to do something really special to celebrate. Tell us about that.
So in January of this year, I hit red status, and I kind of made a big deal because I could see it coming. I was like, I know, one more number one meal purchase and I'll make it. So I got my sister, and I had her follow me down to work one day, and I placed my order, I scanned my barcode, and I watched as my screen went red. It's a really exciting day. So one of the things I'd known from my friends who have become Red members was that you get invited to go on the tour at corporate. So I scheduled my flight out to Atlanta, and the thing was, this was March of this year. It was right before the pandemic. So it was right as things were starting to ramp up, and I got on the plane on like a Monday morning, we landed, and I checked my email, and they had emailed me that the tours were canceled. And so I was like, well, I'm here in Atlanta for 2 days. What am I going to do? I was like, you know what? The Dwarf House. So I got myself out there, got myself a hot brown, which I've always wanted to try. And yeah, it was a fun experience.
Did your heart just sink when they canceled it?
Yeah, it was pretty disappointed. I was just sitting there in the airport like, oh no, what am I going to do? But of course, there's a lot of Chick-fil-A's out there, a lot of special ones. I think you guys have talked about Truett's Luau. I think they also have like a pizza restaurant. So there's plenty of places to hit up and get some food to console myself in the hotel room. But yeah.
Did you let them know that you had flown all the way out to Atlanta to do the tour?
I did. I emailed them. I was like, hey, guys. So they actually, to their credit, and of course it's a Chick-fil-A thing, they ended up mailing me some free entree cards. So that held me over a couple of weeks when I got back.
Wow. You're rescheduling though, right?
Yes, definitely. I'm thinking about going maybe around Thanksgiving time again, but it's all dependent on, you know, when things start opening up again.
Okay, well, they definitely need to roll out the red carpet for you if you make another trip back to Atlanta for that tour.
Yes, I'm excited. It's actually in the time since I became a red member, this I think about 2-3 weeks ago, my sister became a red member as well. So pretty much if we go again this year, we're going to both be celebrating down there.
Wow, I've never been on that tour, and I've been red status for probably 30 years. maybe I should meet you there, and maybe by that time Allison will be red status. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be fun. We could all dress up as cows and head out to the corporate offices.
Let's do that. That'd be fun. You guys, I'm only like 80 points away from red status. Super
so
close.
Sad.
What did your sister do to celebrate getting red status?
Well, I basically took her on a day of Chick-fil-A. So we went around, hit up all the different Chick-fil-A's. I paid for her meals, which is her exciting thing. So yeah, it also coincided with her birthday. So it was a half between birthday celebration and red member. Although I think the red member is kind of more special. just kidding.
Well, I know you probably can't tell by Corbin's voice, but he's only 18 years old. So what did your family think when you said, Mom and Dad, I'm going to fly out to Atlanta to celebrate getting red status at Chick-fil-A?
At first they were like, wait, you're doing what? And what is red member? But after I explained to them, I think it really, the realization hit them of what red member was and like how the point system worked. When we went to our local mall and I went to order and I got my receipt and I set it down on the table and went to go back to get the honey roasted barbecue sauce, which I always forget to ask for. But they looked at the receipt and they saw $0.00. And they were like, wait a minute, how did you get your food for free? I'm like, let me introduce you to the wonderful world of Chick-fil-A One.
Wow. And you find, since you've been red status, you find that people treat you differently, right? I know people respect me so much more now.
Yes, every time I show up to the Chick-fil-A, they're rolling out the red carpet for me. You know, they say, oh, hello, Sir Corbin, how are you doing today?
So do you get a lot of free food?
I used to, you know, like the first week after I became red, I thought, you know what, I'm going to see how far I can go with just points. I think I lasted about a week before I depleted my like 6,000 points out. So pretty much my little hack these days with the points is I'll pay for like my main entree item, like my sandwich, and then I'll use my points to grab the waffle fries and a cookie or something.
Brilliant. That is brilliant.
That's the thing, because I'm still silver status. I hate saying that out loud, but I don't want to use my points because I'm trying to get to red status. So I have like 4,000 and some points. So I'm going to eat for free for a long time once I get red status.
Mm-hmm. I have a tip for you there. Okay. If you are in sort of an office environment ever, look out for when there's catering events, because whoever orders catering, you know, they got those receipts with the big bucks on them. So cash them in. You could get like 1,000 points off of one receipt.
Oh, man, that's a good tip.
Yeah, a lot of this wisdom comes when you do hit red status, Allison. So hang on.
I'm looking forward to it.
You'll make it there one day.
She's such a child. Bless her heart. Well, we're going to take some time to digest all this, but when we come back, Corbin is going to use his skills as a screenwriter to try to stump us in a round of Nugget of Truth.
Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit chickfiletpodcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Kathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's chickfiletpodcast.com/shop.
Welcome back. We've been hanging out with Corbin Garcia, a Texas-based screenwriter. What kinds of things do you write, Corbin? You want to do like, have you done my life story yet?
Oh, yeah, actually, that's in production right now, but we're struggling to find someone to play you right now, but you know, we'll make it there.
Brad Pitt. It's a shoo-in for Brad Pitt.
Actually, yeah, that actually sounds like a good idea. I think he looks just like you.
Exactly. Finally, somebody with wisdom.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I could think of no better game to play with you, Corbin, than Nugget of Truth. It's like two truths and a lie, where you share three statements about yourself, and Jim and I try to guess which one is made up.
All right, sounds fun.
Give us what you got.
All right, so I've got three here. One of them might be a little obvious, but we'll see. So here we go. Number one, I put the grilled cheese on the Whataburger menu. That's a Texas thing, Whataburger. I have been the Chick-fil-A cow. And number three, the most I've ever been to Chick-fil-A in one day was 8 times.
Whoa.
Which is why?
Hmm. 8 times. Wow.
That seems extreme, but then again, I get the vibe that you really love Chick-fil-A. So I think I'm going to go with... I don't know how someone would get a grilled cheese sandwich on a menu. So I'm going to go with that one being the lie.
Yes. The cow thing, I believe that one. And I hate to agree with Allison. It's not something I'd like to do on a normal basis, but I'm going to go with that too. I love grilled cheese and I've eaten it at Whataburger once. So... but I don't remember what was on there anyway. But I'm going with number one also.
All right, Jim. Your red member status wisdom has failed you. I actually have not been the Chick-fil-A cow. I was never given that opportunity.
Oh, no.
How did you get a grilled cheese on the Whataburger menu?
So it's sort of an unofficial deal. But many, many years ago, I was on a road trip with my family. And we stopped off at the original Whataburger in Corpus Christi, I believe. And I feel like this is sacrilegious or something to be talking about Whataburger on the Chick-fil-A podcast. But we pulled in there, and the then like CEO of Whataburger was in there for some reason. I guess he was doing a tour or a visit or something. And I just, in my little kid, I went up there and I looked up and I said, I don't really like the burgers. Can I have grilled cheese, please? And within about 4 to 5 months, the grilled cheese was added on the menu, on the kids menu. And wow. So I like to keep that as one of my greatest accomplishments in life.
And so every That's time huge. They smell one, you get a nickel or something?
I wish I had royalties on that. I'd be a very rich man right now.
Well, tell us about this time where you went to Chick-fil-A and ate eight times in one day.
So that would be a thanks to Cow Appreciation Day. So my family, me being one of five children, on Chick-fil-A Day, we always go all out. We'll all dress up and we'll head out into all the Chick-fil-A's we can possibly get in one day. Yeah, they're just to like show up and get free nuggets or to show up and show off our costumes. So yeah, it's sort of a challenge each year, for us to see how many we can hit in one day.
Wow. Jeez, I just got a text from Chick-fil-A headquarters and my red status has been revoked.
I think I've ascended to the cow status, honorary cow.
Is that a dream of yours to someday be the cow?
It would be nice. Yes.
Alice does it every week. She's the cow.
Part-time the cow at Chick-fil-A.
I have been the cow before, and it is as amazing as you think it would be.
I can only dream. One day.
And I understand you even used to work there, Corban?
Yes, I did. I worked there for a little bit. But when I was working there, they have this website where we can all do training and get better ourselves. And also they spread company news through that, and they even do like different studies and lessons through there. And one of the things they mainly do through there is push out company news. And so thanks to that, and I have some friends at corporate as well, I have some exclusive insider news for the listeners of the podcast. And that is that there are two new menu items coming out sometime later this month and going into next month. So prepare yourselves.
What are we talking here? Beverages, spicy nuggets, what?
I'm trying to keep my sources safe, so I'm just going to say two new menu items.
Pizza.
Yes, pizza. Burgers.
Are they seasonal items, or are we talking like a permanent addition here?
Seasonal items, seasonal.
Okay.
Because just when you thought the peach and the mango tea and the peach milkshake had come, well, there's two more things coming.
Have any guesses, Jim?
And while we're at it, I guess I should mention this as well. You know how Chick-fil-A has those 8-ounce sauce tubs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think it's already happened in Florida and a couple states in the southeast, but Chick-fil-A will be phasing out the sauce tubs in favor for sauce bottles, like with a squeeze and a flip top, like they've been selling in stores. So those will be rolled out in waves across the country over the next couple of weeks and leading into September. But the sad thing is that they will be discontinuing the Zesty Buffalo and Sriracha sauce from the 8-ounce bottle options. They won't be carried over. You'll still have them in the 1-ounce little packets, but there wasn't just enough demand for Zesty Buffalo or Sriracha in such a large format.
Wow, I feel so dizzy with knowledge.
It's a lot of information.
Sorry. So, Corban, what's your favorite sauce?
I am a honey roasted barbecue guy. Wow. I'm really just sad that they don't make it in the 8-ounce tubs, because if they did, I think I'd blow through one a week or something.
Wow. So anytime we need like insider info, I feel like we need to come to you.
You know, I'm here. You can come and ask some questions. I may or may not have some answers.
All right. You got any other little juicy nuggets?
I think that's all about I got for now. I think, I think right around this week is when whipped cream is supposed to be coming back for the milkshakes, because they got discontinued. So I know a lot of people were disappointed that the whipped cream and cherry were gone, but it should be coming back sometime within the next couple of weeks.
Well, I need to sit down.
Got three huge pieces of information right there.
That's enough.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Well, if you ever hear anything about the spicy nuggets that everybody wants, please let us know first.
Oh, man, I think that would be amazing if they did that. When I was going back to my Atlanta trip, when I was there in the airport, they sell the spicy chicken biscuit. And I was like, whoa, they don't sell that anywhere else. I've never seen it. And I was like, I'm definitely getting that.
Mm. Whew, I'm wiped out. Well, it's time for another quick break, but more with Corban when we return.
Hey, Jim Mann here. It's no secret that I happen to be a social media expert. I've got tens of Instagram followers just to prove it. So be sure to follow at Chick-fil-A Podcast for an extra helping of the latest episode news, giveaways, and laughs. And I'm just trying to save you some embarrassment. You don't want to be the only one in your friends group that's not following. All right? I'm here for you. So follow us at Chick-fil-A Podcast.
Welcome back. Okay, Corban, now that you've achieved red status, where do you go from here? Like, what's your next goal?
Probably to keep red status. I think according to my app, it expires in about a year. So I got to figure out the game plan for next year. How am I going to stay up here?
And what do you think? Like, I'm working hard to get to red status. But once I do, I mean, do you have any advice? Like, what should I do to celebrate?
You could head out to the corporate offices, you know, try to head out to the original Chick-fil-A, make your pilgrimage, as I like to call it. Sit outside on the bench with the bronze of Truett Cathy, put your arm around him, say, Truett, I've made it here finally. It's a lot of things you can do to celebrate.
Yeah, you should gather like lots of us together and treat us all to Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Yeah, use up your points.
Ooh, we could have a red party. I like it.
That would be nice.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Corban. You are a true inspiration. As we wrap up today, I just want to say, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.